بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters are sitting at home of the receiver. Alhamdulillah, we had been discussing the discourses of Shah Rasulullah Rahmatullahi Alayh, Taharat al-Qalb, purification of the heart. And we had discussed previously on good character and how we should inculcate in ourselves noble character. Many ahadiths of Rasulullah explained about developing good character, good akhlaq. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with good akhlaq. And then Hazrat had mainly focused after that on hypocrisy, pride and anger. So today, inshallah, we will discuss hypocrisy. He has mentioned that hypocrisy is so repugnant that the Quran considers it to be worse than kufr. In fact, there's a verse of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala talks about the condition of the munafiqeen, the hypocrites in Jahannam, where Allah says, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ, that there are different stages in Jahannam. At the lowest of all the stages of Jahannam, the ebb of Jahannam, that is where the munafiqeen, the hypocrites will be. So the hypocrites will be in the lowest place in Jahannam. May Allah Ta'ala save us. But Hazrat has explained, he said, but let alone considering it to be a flaw, it is admired with appreciation. It has become a currency in vogue and enjoys widespread acceptance to the extent that it has left the riffraff and scum of society, but entered the homes and become common among friends. In fact, it has reached the pits where father with his son, student with his teacher, wife with her husband, even a murid with his sheikh, will resort to hypocrisy without any hesitation. A hypocrite is convincing us by his writings, his speeches, his ways, his mannerisms, in short, in every possible way, that his internal self is exactly like his external self. He's trying his utmost to conceal his internal self from others. So what does a hypocrite do? He conceals in himself the truth and he reveals something contrary to that. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the munafiqeen, the hypocrites who were there, they pretended as though they were believers. They would recite the kalima, they would read namaz, they would sit in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But inside, they hated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They did not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But they would come and listen to whatever has been discussed, and then they would go to the disbelievers and they would inform them as to whatever was transpiring amongst the Sahaba. Quran says, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَهُوَ خَادِعُونَ. They tried to deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But how can any person deceive Allah Rabbul Izzat? Allah throws back their mockery on them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware. And therefore we find in the battle of Uhud also, when the Sahaba left to fight the enemy, initially there were 1,000 Muslims. And as they had set out, the munafiqeen, under the leadership of Ubay bin Abi Sarul, they went back to Madinah Munawwara. So 300 of them came back. So it left only 700 genuine mu'mineen, sahaba, who had proceeded to battle of Uhud. And the 300 munafiqeen, they came back. So this hypocrisy, and therefore Quran Sharif mentions various ayats on munafiqeen. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from the munafiqeen. A munafiq, a hypocrite, he displays something else other than what is in his heart. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala narrates a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, أَخْوَفُ مَا أَخَافُ عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِي, the thing that I fear most on my ummah is كُلُّ مُنَافِقٍ عَلِيمِ اللِّسَانِ. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, then Rasulullah said, the thing which I fear the most for my ummah is a munafiq, a hypocrite, who is alimul lisan, who is articulate. This refers to a person who possesses knowledge and is very eloquent in speaking about that knowledge. But he is ignorant in his heart and in action. He holds corrupt beliefs. He deceives people with sweet talking. Another commentator explains the words as of an articulate hypocrite as follows. He says he is very smooth talking in the different sciences and in eloquence, but his heart is devoid of practicing on it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam feared for his ummah from such a person, because this person is an expert in the sciences, and people would then follow him and he would lead them astray. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala is a story that there was a person by the name of Ahnaf, the leader of the people of Basra. He was a great scholar, very eloquent orator. He came to Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala heard him, saw his condition. He was a very great scholar, a lot of knowledge, very well spoken, eloquent in his speeches. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala held him back and asked him to remain there for 1 year with him. As Umar radiallahu ta'ala would go to him every day and night in order to find out about him, but he never did anything which Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala disapproved of. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala was satisfied with him, he called for him and asked him, "Do you know why I kept you back with me for so long?" He says, "No." Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, "Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to us," and he then related the same hadith, "that I fear that you might be one of them." The hadith was that "I fear over my ummah the person who is an articulate hypocrite, and I fear that you might be one of them, but all praise and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you are not one of them." So we learn from this hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam fears for the ummah from such a person who is a sweet talker but has an illness such as hypocrisy in his heart. After pondering over this hadith and applying it to our times, we can say that there are many amongst us who embody such a person. It is therefore most sorrowful on our part for having made ourselves such that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam fears us. May Allah ta'ala protect us. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam feared that person of the ummah who, although is very proficient, eloquent in his speech, he has this despicable trait of hypocrisy in his heart. The ulama state that the reason for this fear was that no matter what such a person says, no matter how eloquently and sweetly he conveys it, the ill effects of his internal hypocrisy will reach the hearts of his addressees. Now this is something very important. The ill effects of the heart of the speaker, in this case, the person who's got internal hypocrisy, the ill effects of that will reach the audience, and this will result in the hardness and darkness of their hearts. It could also mean that because of his hard-heartedness, he will present his deviated and astray beliefs and ideas in such a convincing and articulate manner that they will be influenced by them and choose deviation for themselves. Now from this we can understand how important it is to see who we are seeking our knowledge from. And no matter how eloquent a person may seem, but Allah Ta'ala must protect us from the hypocrisy of many of those people who may be orators, and they may be very good in many sciences, and they may have huge degrees and PhDs, but the effects of this will come onto those people, the innocent people who are sitting in the audience. The real reason why lectures and talks are not effective, is that the ulama abandoned delivering them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala forgive us. May Allah protect us. May Allah grant us ikhlas and sincerity. Hazrat Mullah Masihullah rahmatullahi, Mullah Wasiullah rahmatullahi says that the real reason why lectures and talks are not effective is that the ulama, of course not all the ulama, talking in general, Ulama have abandoned delivering them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Talks and lectures are now delivered for various worldly and material motives. It's either for name, for fame, it's either for some wage or salary, or some dunya motive. At this point, it will be most appropriate to note the following. The Quran and Hadith speak about the detestability of a certain type of hypocrisy. And there's a long explanation of what Mawlana Shah Waliullah Rahmatullah Alayhi has written in Al-Fawzul Kabir. And he says, he talks about nifaq. Now there are two types of nifaq. One is a nifaq of i'tiqad, of belief. Like in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the munafiqeen who were present there, they did not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They did not believe in the risalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They only portrayed and they pretended as though they were Muslims. But in their hearts, they were contrary to that. They had their own beliefs. But because the Muslims would gain booty and many other benefits, so they stayed with them so that they could gain from the dunya what the sahaba would get. They would also benefit from that. So this nifaq is where a person does not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His aqidah is totally incorrect. It opposes what he's got in his heart. So this is called nifaq of i'tiqad, of aqidah. But then there's another nifaq, nifaqi amali, where the action of the person is contrary to what he has in his heart. Or we will explain this. The action of the person is just like a hypocrite, normally how a hypocrite behaves, and the traits and the qualities that a hypocrite has in his life, this person resembles a hypocrite in actions, not in his belief system. He genuinely believes in one Allah, he believes in the risalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he's not like the munafiq who rejects Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from his heart, but just with his tongue he believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here this nifaq of action is that he does similar actions to a hypocrite. And we'll find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains. He says, Ayatul Munafiqi Thalatu. The signs of a hypocrite are three. إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبَ. When he speaks lies. وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفَ. When he promises, he breaks his promise. وَإِذَا أُتُمِنَ خَانَ. When he is entrusted with something, he breaches the trust. He is disloyal. And these three things have been mentioned in this riwayat. Ayatul Munafiqi Thalath. The signs of a hypocrite are three. When he speaks lies. Let's ponder over our own condition. How often we speaking lies? وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفَ. When we promise, then a munafiq breaks his promise. And وَإِذَا أَتُمِنَ خَانَ. When he's entrusted with something, with some amanat, then he breaches the trust. He's disloyal. In another hadith, a fourth trait has also been mentioned. وَإِذَا خَاسَمَ فَجَرَ. When he disputes, he has an argument, a fight, fajara, then he swears. He uses vulgar language, abusive language. Now these actions that have been mentioned in this hadith, they are what we are talking about of nifaq, i'amali. Where the action, these actions are exactly what you'll find in a hypocrite. And therefore in one hadith Rasulullah had mentioned, that such a person is a kana munafiqan khalisan. Person who's got these qualities we mentioned, he's a pakka munafiq in the sense that his actions all are resembling that of a hypocrite. If you take the life of a hypocrite, these are his qualities, and take this person's life and you compare. You see, he's got the same type of qualities as a munafiq has. May Allah Ta'ala save us. So although his aqidah, his belief is firm, he believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he believes in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, etc. But the actions are exactly like that of a hypocrite. So may Allah Ta'ala save us. So this is something which we require. Of course, our aqidah has to be correct firstly. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from kufar, from shirk, from nifaq. that nifaq which is what we mentioned, where the aqidah, nifaqe i'tiqad, Allah must not give us that type of i'tiqad, must have the true aqidah. And also Allah must protect us from nifaqi amali, where our actions resemble that of a hypocrite. We should have the actions of a true believer. And all the ahadith and all the verses where Allah Ta'ala praises the believer and Allah discusses the qualities of a believer, these are qualities that you and I should try and inculcate. And therefore, Hazrat Mawlana Wasiullah Rahmah talks about taharad of the qalb, purification of the heart. Because this heart has become infested with such qualities that a person is speaking lies. When he speaks lies all the time. And he promises the whole world, promised to make so many payments, he breaks his promises. He's entrusted with something, he breaches the trust. Fight, arguing, he swears, he uses vulgar language. Now we can see how important it is for us to remove these type of qualities from our heart, lest we also fall into this category of munafiqeen. Allah Ta'ala protect us. And Mawlana Wasiullah Rahmatullah mentioned, he says that people have overlooked these type of things about a munafiq, nifaq of amal. They overlook it. We don't realize that this is what the hadith of Rasulullah is telling us, warning us against. It has become so common today, he said, leave alone the normal people, but even learned people, even between a murid and a sheikh, even a child would be a hypocrite to his father, to his own parent. Why? Because there's no fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This heart has become infested. And until and unless we don't purify this heart of all these type of things, hypocrisy, anger, pride, all these type of ailments, then a person cannot get the qurb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the meaning of hypocrisy again, he says, what I refer to as now as the currency in vogue. He says, as that you say, sikka-e ra'ijul waqt. Sikka means currency. Ra'ijul waqt, what is common today. He says, it is actually an illness of the heart. And is directly opposite of sincerity and devotion. So the hadith clearly states, is a long hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he describes, he says, Al-Qulubu Arba'atun. Very interesting. We mentioned this hadith some time ago. I will just repeat this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, Abu Sa'id Al-Khudri radiallahu anhu says, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the hearts of man, or the heart of man, can be divided into four categories. Number one, a heart which is ajrad, completely barren. That's the first one. Qalbun ajrad, fihi mithlu siraj yazhar. So this heart which is completely barren, in which something like a light is shining. Second heart, which is aghlaf, covered by a type of covering, ghilaf. Number three, a heart which is mankus, it is turned upside down. And number four, a heart which is musaffah. A heart which is musaffah. Rasulullah himself explains each one. He says, the first one, we said, heart which is ajrad, it is barren, in which is the light. He says, an ajrad heart is the heart of a believer. And the light in it is the light of iman. So the barren heart, the clean, pure heart, it's got this light, this lantern, and this is iman. Number two, a heart which has got a ghilaf, a covering, is the heart of a disbeliever, of a kafir. It's covered completely. So no haqq will penetrate through it. And number three, a heart which is turned upside down is the heart of a hypocrite. And in the hadith, in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is mentioned, وَأَمَّا الْمَنْكُوسِ فَقَلْبُ الْمُنَافِقِ عَرَفَ ثُمَّ أَنْكَرَ. So sometimes he recognizes the truth and then he rejects it. And the fourth one, a musaffah heart, has both iman. And so the third one was the heart which is turned upside down, and that is the heart of a hypocrite. He recognized the truth. Arafa, he recognized the truth. He knew this is Allah Ta'ala, or this is iman. and belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knew this is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Arafah, he recognized the truth. Thumma Ankara, then he rejected it. And the fourth one is a musaffah heart, has both iman and hypocrisy in it. The iman in it is like greenery which grows lush with wholesome water. And the hypocrisy in it is like a boil which grows with blood and pus. Whichever of the two overpowers the other, that is the condition which will overpower the person's heart. Let us analyze the fourth one again carefully. The fourth one said that this heart, which is in Arabic known as musaffah, has both iman and hypocrisy in it. Iman in it is like greenery. فَمَثَلُ الْإِيمَانِ فِيهِ كَمَثَلِ الْبَقَلَةِ يَمُدُّهَا الْمَاءُ طَيِّبُ. So it is like greenery, which is growing, it's lush, and it's got a lot of water, rain, is making it grow. The hypocrisy in it, it is like a boil, which grows with blood and pus, it becomes hard, full of blood and pus. Whichever of the two overpowers the other, side of the iman, or the side of the nifaq, then that will be the condition which will overpower the person's heart. Hadith Rasulullah says, or the explanation is, look, this hadith clearly states that you also get a heart in which there is iman and hypocrisy both found in it. First heart, heart of a believer. Second heart, heart of a disbeliever. Third heart, of a complete hypocrite. The fourth one is iman also, and there's nifaq inside. So if you understand, first one we said iman, second one kufr, third one was a munafiq who, like in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, pretended to be a Muslim, but inside he only had disbelief. And the fourth one is now nifaqi amali. Person has iman, but he has the qualities of a munafiq. And all the distinct, all the illnesses we mentioned above, the qualities of a munafiq, this person is guilty of that. So he has iman and he has hypocrisy. We also learn there is a constant conflict between the two. There's a conflict between this iman in him and the nifaq in him. This is why we see a person speaking about iman, doing good deeds in accordance with that iman, but the same man would act completely opposite at other times. We find it hard to believe that the same person reading salat 5 times, the tahajjud namaz, but look how he is behaving in his conduct, in his business. This is nothing but a result of the mutual war between the two. Whichever of the two overpowers the other, the person will act accordingly. At present, the hearts, I'm not saying this is Mullah Wasiullah Rahmatullah, who was a great senior Khalifa of the Thani Rahmatullah, he says, at present, the hearts of the majority of Muslims are like this fourth category. Unfortunately, there is no one to tell them about these things. No one is prepared to listen. May Allah Ta'ala protect us, may Allah guide us, may Allah help us to cleanse our hearts. It is practical hypocrisy which even the Sahaba radiallahu anhum used to fear. We spoke about nifaq of i'tiqad. Now we're not discussing that, we're talking about nifaq of amal, like speaking lies, cheating, etc. He said the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, despite having such a strong iman, despite being in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you can't imagine their level of their taqwa, still they fear all the time, I must not be a munafiq in my actions. In Ihya al-Ulum, it is stated that Ibn Abi Mulaika rahmatullah alayhi said, I have met 130 companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and one narration, 150 sahaba he met, each of whom used to fear hypocrisy a lot. He also said Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala would constantly ask Hazrat Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala, the confidant of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Remember, Rasul had given Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala and informed him the list of the munafiqeen of his ummah. Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala was known as Sahibu Siri Rasulullah sallam, the one who was the confidant of Rasulullah sallam, who Rasulullah would give him all his secrets, or some secrets he would tell him, inform him, and he was not allowed to tell any other person regarding it. So he also gave this Hudhayfa the list of munafiqeen of his ummah. So Hazrat Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala knew the munafiqeen of his ummah. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, such a great sahabi, khalifa of Rasulullah sallam, he used to go ask, oh Hudhayfa, did Rasulullah ﷺ include me in the list of the hypocrites or not? Is my name there or not? A Muslim who has this type of practical hypocrisy will be deprived of the rank of the Siddiqeen, the truthful. And he will have to suffer the punishment of Jahannam for a certain period of time. Obviously, except those on whom Allah Ta'ala shows mercy. If Allah Ta'ala forgives the person, then that's a different matter. But because a person who has this nifaq, he's thrown into Jahannam, because of his iman, Allah Ta'ala removes him finally. But even for a short period of time, he has to get some punishment. Except if Allah forgives him completely. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. Now we can see how important it is that we have to rid our hearts from nifaq, from all types of nifaq. The sign of sincerity and hypocrisy. A hypocrite does not fear his hypocrisy. A munafiq does not fear his hypocrisy. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi states that the person who is furthest away from hypocrisy is the one who fears he has hypocrisy. The one who is far away from hypocrisy, he is the one who always worries that I must not be a hypocrite, I must not have nifaq in me. And the one who is closest to hypocrisy is the one who feels he is free of hypocrisy. The harm of hypocrisy, the explanation of the verse that was quoted, في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا, in their hearts is an illness. So Allah increased the illness. So Allama Alusi rahmatullahi alayhi had mentioned that this is one harm of hypocrisy. When a person has hypocrisy in his heart, فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا. What is the harm? That this hypocrisy will increase in his heart. And when this happens, then the heart becomes sealed. May Allah Ta'ala save us. So what is the consequence of hypocrisy? Imam Ghazali Ramadan explains the consequences of the two types of hypocrisy, the nifaq of i'tiqad and of amal, and the destiny of those who possess this trait. He says there are two types of hypocrisy. One expels a person completely from deen, attaches him to the disbelievers, includes him amongst those who shall abide in hellfire forever. And the second type, nifaq amal, which we're discussing, conveys the person to Jahannam for a certain period of time, or causes him to fall from the higher stages of illiyin. In Jannat, now we have stages. And the highest of the stages in Jannat, illiyin. A person who has these qualities of nifaq, it causes him now to fall from those high stages in paradise. And deprives him of the rank of the siddiqeen, the truthful. What is the treatment for hypocrisy? We have, as I said, we have learned the nature of hypocrisy and how severe it is. So he says, a simple way is that if you want to remove hypocrisy from your heart, you have to gain sincerity, ikhlas. And just the other day we were discussing Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali's one malfooz, where he said, if a person gets ikhlas in his heart, sincerity, then all the other bimaris of the heart, all the other sicknesses of the heart, whether it's pride, jealousy, anger, everything will just disappear. Person who is genuinely mukhlis, he is sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then automatically all the other sicknesses will disappear. So if a person wants to save himself from hypocrisy, then he has to gain ikhlas. What is ikhlas? Person has to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. Everything I do, it must be only for my Allah. Not for show, not for ostentation, not for name, not for fame, not for any dunya motive. It must be solely, only for Allah Rabbul Izzat. And a simple way to acquire sincerity, sincerity has to be acquired from those who possess it. May Allah Ta'ala grant us sincerity and may Allah give us the opportunity of sitting by those people who have that ikhlas. A person must establish a bond with them, remain in the company, and to constantly bear in mind their statements and life situations. So again, it is a question of suhbat. And then the dua, you make a lot of dua. We discussed this dua in the beginning, I'll repeat it. Allahumma tahhir qalbi minan nifaq. Oh Allah, purify my heart of hypocrisy. Allahumma tahhir qalbi minan nifaq. Oh Allah, purify my heart of hypocrisy. Wa amali minar riya. And oh Allah, purify my actions of ostentation. Show. Wa lisani minal kadhib. And oh Allah, وَلِسَانِ مِنَ الْكَذِبِ and Allah, protect my tongue from lies. Purify my tongue from lies. وَعَيْنِي مِنَ الْخِيَانَةِ and my eyes from disloyalty. فَإِنَّكَ تَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ وَاللَّهِ Verily, you know exactly what the eyes are deceiving, and what khiyana, what disloyalty the eyes have, and the what the hearts conceal. So in his explanation, Mawlana Wasila Rahmatullah had mentioned, he says, nowadays people have confined the deen to the external self. Again, I'm repeating, these are all malfuzat of great akabir who spent years in the suhbat of their mashayikh. This is what they are saying. He says, today, deen is confined to the external self. Their clothing and outer appearance is like that of the righteous, religious people. They perform a few external acts of worship, such as salah, roza, etc. And then assume that they are perfectly righteous people. Whereas the internal self is exactly like that of the flagrant sinners and immoral persons. The character is like those open sinners. The transactions are like the open sinners and the social relationship as well. Yet they claim to be religious. This is most astonishing. Nowadays it is difficult to direct people towards internal purification. Firstly, a person tries not to allow his mentor to fathom his internal self. And this is the biggest problem today, that people take bayat in the hands of some person, some sheikh, but they don't want the sheikh to check his internal self and ask him about his batini, his batin, his spiritual condition. So, a person tries not to allow his mentor to fathom his internal self. If the mentor fathoms it through his insight, the person will not admit it immediately. Instead, his nafs will evade it. It is proven to him through proofs, incidents and words and actions which emanate from him from time to time that his internal self is as it was diagnosed by his mentor. Only then will he admit and then turn his attention to rectifying himself. So therefore, a person treading the path of suluk and tasawuf, of course, all of us are treading the path of tasawuf. All of us are going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not only for a person in the murid, now he must purify his heart. All of us have to purify our heart. We have to go reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with that heart which is pure, clean. You see, the condition of people today is such that if you were to observe the acts of worship and practices, they would appear to be the Shibli of the time, and Junayd Baghdadi Rahmatul Ali. But if you were to look at the character and dealings, they would be no lesser than Fir'aun. Allah Ta'ala save us. Wasila Rahmatul Ali say, people come here to me and want my admiration over every trivial matter. What an unfortunate and shameful thing. They come here for Islam, but they want admiration. In other words, they are making a display of deen while their real intent is this world. This is what is known as hypocrisy. So he said, I'm telling you something which is most essential. I will terminate with this. He says, if you act accordingly, you will be able to live your lives easily and you may well obtain a few sincere friends. If not, outwardly you may have a lot of friends around you, but some hypocrites will also join in, causing all your work to go to waste. He says, this is what you will have to do. In today's times, do not be hasty in relying on anyone. In today's times, do not be hasty in relying on anyone. Nor be hasty in making anyone your confidant. How important. Most of us, we take a certain person as our very bosom friend, we rely on him, and we give him all our secrets. This is what happened, that, everything. And we trust this person. Only to find that he went and divulged all those secrets. So he was a hypocrite. If you do this, only the ones who thinks like you will come to you. There will be few like this, and the remainder will automatically separate themselves from you. We are not able to achieve much in today's times because people desire large numbers from the very beginning. Consequently, insincere people also join in. And these are the ones who spoil all the work. So many times we embark on some project, some dini project. But our whole problem is we lose focus. We are supposed to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What happens? We worry about numbers then. So we get more and more people in our group, in whatever activity we are doing. And as a result, we get many insincere people joining in. Consequently, insincere people also join in. And these are the ones who spoil the work. So we have to differentiate between the sincere and the insincere. After all, the object is to do the work, not to have large numbers. What benefit is there in large numbers? If you have sincere workers, and they are few in number, then this is the best. May Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal on these teachings, these guidelines. May Allah Ta'ala help us to remove from our heart all types of nifaq. Nifaqi i'tiqadi, nifaqi amali. Of course, we shouldn't lose hope. It's straightforward. These are the qualities and traits we need to now remove from our hearts and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah.